You're paying the cost of being the boss. The pedestal's yours. They followed your cause.
Winning the Business War: Strategies, Tactics and Insights by Phil Davis. Chapter 3, 1973, Self-Employed at Last. As far as I can remember, it went something like this. Supertramp opened to a mini fanfare, as we'd run out of money and didn't have sufficient resources for a decent marketing splurge or a proper launch. Our bought-in stock looked very thin around the shop, and our in-house denim jeans just didn't cut the mustard. They were awful. Somehow, they just didn't look cool and were a very poor seller. The bought-in stock that was selling wasn't being replaced fast enough with similar lines, and the slow or non-moving stock wasn't reduced in price quickly enough to shift and therefore refresh the shop. We found out pretty quickly that the clothes-buying female of the species gives you upwards of 3 weeks to maintain her interest. She expects to see something new every visit, and on the occasion that she walks around and sees that the same unsellable stuff that she didn't want to buy is still hanging on the rails, well, that is going to be the last time you see her for a while, and her word of mouth is going to kill you off. I can't precisely remember how long the boutique lasted, but it wasn't long. Definitely less than a year. We didn't go bust. Everybody was paid. However, it was a huge failure. We simply shut up shop. Rodney carried on with his more successful record shop, and I carried on with my career at Jaeger. I and my soon-to-be wife had never left our jobs. We had, however, blown our savings. Insight number 4. Try and work out properly how much cash you need to start your business. There really is merit in doing a proper sales forecast and cash flow for the first few years. A new business eats up capital and then some, and it is very common to underestimate the amount of cash required. These forecasts should be updated very regularly and in line with what actually happens. That is, have you achieved the margins? Did you get as much credit as you'd hoped? Do you have to give too much credit to your customers? Cash is king. Insight number 5. A good businessman knows when to take a loss just as well as he knows how to make a profit. Biting the bullet and cutting your losses, getting shot of dead stock, not throwing good money after bad, they are all tough, but the consequences of doing nothing are tougher. We got married in September 1973 and returned from our honeymoon a week in a caravan in the New Forest to the rooms above the shop, a mattress on the floor, a loo and a cold tap. It's no wonder that my future mother and father-in-law were horrified that their lovely daughter was actually going to marry this dreamer. Something had to happen, and happen very quickly. Jaeger wouldn't give me a rise of £5 to £33 per week. This would have given me parity with a colleague who was older but not as qualified and working in another factory in Sussex. I used to have to go to his factory once a week to sign off his work as a requirement of the powerful trade union. I was told that I had to be more patient. However, I had just got married and needed to find somewhere to live, and the extra money meant that our combined wages would give us the multiple required to get a mortgage to buy a 2-bed flat. Alpine Double Glazing were advertising for salesmen and were offering £40 per week plus commission. This actually turned out to be a lie, as there was no basic, it was commission only. I went for an interview and was offered a job which I accepted, believing that they were going to pay me £12 per week more in basic than I was already earning, plus commission. I handed my notice in and was then offered the £5 increase by Jaeger, but decided that if that's what it took to get a rise, it was probably a good time to move on anyway. Insight number 6. Don't work for anybody who doesn't run a meritocracy. Even though I was younger than my colleague, I was actually better qualified and better at my job. He only had the advantage of age, as he was 5 years my senior and married with kids, a factor which was apparently more important salary-wise to my employer, until I handed my notice in. I went on a 3-day training course. Days 1 and 2 were about products and pricing, and day 3 was about selling and canvassing. The fundamentals were that if I knocked on doors, cold canvassed for 1 hour, I would get one appointment to discuss and quote for installing double glazing with the householders. And if I got 10 appointments, I would get 2 or 3 sales. But only if I stuck rigidly to the selling formula and closed the sales on the night, that is, not just provide a quote. Others on the course had taken the job as unemployed people and were a little sceptical. However, I had given up a good job. It was going to have to work. I decided to believe every word about the sales procedure and closing techniques, and true enough, for me, it worked. I used to clear £22 a week after tax, but in my first week as a double glazing salesman, I earned £87, and in my second week, £197. 7 weeks after starting, I made in 2 weeks what I used to almost clear in 1 year, over £1,000. I took to it like a duck to water, and my life was changed forever. My mother-in-law had noticed that Jaeger was still advertising for my successor. We had just moved into our new 2-bed flat and had recently furnished and equipped it. She couldn't understand the insecurity of being a self-employed commission-only salesman and thought that now we were comfortably ensconced in our new home, I should try and get my secure job back. Interestingly enough, Jaeger closed all of the UK factories a few years later, when I was well on the way to building a multi-million pound business. In any case, I was never going back. I loved being my own boss. Insight number 7. If somebody else has the confidence to hire you and pay you a wage, it seems strange that you wouldn't have the confidence in yourself to do exactly the same. And in fact, there is no greater security than employing yourself, obviously, subject to your success. However, an employer isn't going to hire you to fail either. Overheads and try attack.